Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard.
And I have a theory. Oh, hello, chickens. The latest Doctor Who magazine is out, which means we have some previews of upcoming episodes, which I'm very excited about, because it's not that far away. Like, it's a week and a bit. A week and a bit? A bit and a week. No, 2 weeks. What day is today? It's a podcast. This could be 6 months ago that there were new episodes. Anyway, here in the Theory Dome, we're very excited. The latest issue of Doctor Who magazine, as well as having episode previews, has what seems like a big kind of explanation from Russell T. Davis about the premiere time, which I'm guessing has just had so much, ugly words and hideous YouTube videos made about it. It's that he felt like he needed to address it over 2 pages. Like, it's a lot. But, you know, it boils down to a very nice way of saying too sad, so sad. Too bad, so sad. Sorry, not sorry. It's just like, this is the way it's going to be. Like, what are you worried about? And then pointing out the times in the past where, you know, Doctor Who had come out before it came out in England. You know, you could get the Paul McGann movie on VHS before it was on TV on the BBC. And you could get... I think it was the 20th anniversary special of Five Doctors was a book months before. Like, I remember having the book before it was on TV. It was a very thin book. It was done in a hurry. And there was, you know, that also was, I think, on in the US, like, days before it was on in the UK. You know, we didn't get in Australia for ages, from what I recall. Who knows? It was a long time ago. It was 1983. I was 12. but yeah, so he goes on about it a lot, and is talking about the spoilers and people who can't avoid spoilers, and, you know, people that are going to want to spoil. It is a long, long article to justify, you know, what's going on with the whole Disney Plus business. Look, I'm going to have a controversial opinion now. Are you ready? This will be shocking, especially to anyone in the UK. But I feel like that if it wasn't on BBC One, if it wasn't being screened on the BBC and was only on streaming, we might get longer episodes. Because, you know, when you watch a streaming show, they're not like, they're not hampered by, oh, it needs to fit into the schedule at this time for this length. Like, it can just be, oh, this week's an hour. This week's an hour and 20 minutes, whatever. So, yeah, what if that? What if being on the BBC is holding back content? It's probably not, because it sounds like they're still doing special effects, so they probably don't want any more minutes in the episodes. Speaking of the episodes, there's new books coming out too, which I'm excited about. There's three new Doctor Who books, which I love when there's a new book. And I mean, I don't mind, like, you know, I like the novelizations because that's kind of how I grew up, you know, consuming Doctor Who, was through the novelizations. But there's some new books, and one of them is read by, maybe all of them are read by Millie Gibson, which is cute. You know, there's a book read by Olivia Colman, which just started playing on my phone the other day. It was so weird. it's just madness. Like, it's Olivia Colman reading a Doctor Who book. So the first episode of the new series is called Space Babies, which is a lunatic title, as we all understand. And apparently there's a scene at the start, which is, you know, the Doctor explaining to Ruby about coming with him and going on their journeys, which, you know, feels like it's meant to be for the new series, you know, how to set it all up. But apparently Russell T. Davies said it was originally in the Christmas special. He just felt it was just a lot of standing around and talking and didn't want to put it in there. So he put all the standing around and talking into the start of the new series. Hilarious. So there are space babies. They're all in pushers, and there are many of them. Like, there's a photo. If you've seen the trailer, you've seen the many space babies. So there are space babies. There is and that scary alien from the corridor, the Doctor's wearing his blue cardigan thing. But yeah, so the article about it is fairly straightforward. There is like a preview kind of paragraph. So apparently the Doctor asked Ruby to just say a random number, so they go to the middle of the 22nd thousandth century, like the year 21,506. And it's something about baby farms run by babies. I don't really understand. It all sounds a bit hilarious. But, you know, Russell T. Davies has said that, you know, he has loved so many of those episodes where a companion first goes on a journey with the Doctor, like goes in the TARDIS to somewhere. And he's just really excited about that kind of thing. So apparently this whole series is, you know, the spine of it, as he says, is going to be about Ruby discovering who she is as a person. You know, because she's an orphan. And, you know, Russell T. Davies even says, you know, orphan companions have long been a thing in Doctor Who. Like, you know, look at someone like Vicky, who is an orphan when she replaces Susan. So the very, you know, first non-family character who comes on board. I mean, I know Ian and Barbara aren't exactly family, but they had like a relationship of sorts, even if they were just colleagues. But yeah, so like Vicky is an orphan. Dodo, I guess, is an orphan. So yeah, it's going to be kind of exciting. And also now that the Doctor themselves are an orphan. So or are they? Like, where are they from? Which later on in the magazine, there is an interview with Angie from EastEnders. Anita Dobson. But yeah, it's Mrs. Flood. And it's kind of, you know, there's no one's giving anything away. It's just, you know, mostly it's an interview about how cold it is in Bristol when they're filming and how many hot water bottles she has shoved down her jumpers. but I started to wonder if this might be, now this is going to be controversial. I'm wondering if Mrs. Flood is Tiki Tiki Tata. It's Tiktoon. I mean, it would be very strange if she was, but it kind of feels like, you know, like she's got to be someone. Like, what is going on with the fourth wall breaking? Unless she is the toy maker as well, or some other. Because the breaking the fourth wall thing feels very, you know, mysterious and magical. There's also an interview with Susan Twist, who plays Mrs. Merridew, who is Isaac Newton's, you know, friend, maid, or whatever she does for him. But also she heckles Ruby's band in the Christmas special. So, like, she's, I think, meant to be the same person. That is, what is going on there? Anyway, heaps more stuff. I'll have a preview of the second episode in the next episode.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.